This morning, we're going to learn about the third commandment. Does anyone know what the third commandment is? Think about that for a second. What is the third commandment? It has a special word in it, the Sabbath. Does that help? Does that help with remembering what the third commandment is? Yes. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Very, very good. That's the third commandment. So this morning we're going to learn about the third commandment. And let's start by reading the third commandment as the Lord first gave it to us in Exodus chapter 20. It says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou serve and do all thine occupation," that means thy work, "but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yehovah thy God. Thou shalt not do any occupation, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy beast, nor thy sojourner who is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yehovah made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore Yehovah blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." Now, can you think of any ways that we can keep the Sabbath day holy? What's a way that we can keep the Sabbath day holy? Yes.
By doing good things.
By doing good things, by loving the neighbor. That's exactly right. What's another way we can keep the Sabbath day holy? Any other ideas? Yes? By going to church. Very good one. Yes?
Giving stuff out,
helping the neighbor. That's a good idea. Yes?
Reading
the Lord's Word. That's a really good one. These are wonderful suggestions. Did you have another one? Yes.
Doing church.
Very good idea. And one last one. Yes. In the middle here, Alice.
Spending
time with your family. Okay, we'll do one more. Yes.
Thinking of the Lord.
These are all wonderful ways that we can remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And when the Lord was on earth, he also did some things that help us remember what we can do on the Sabbath day by what he did on the Sabbath day. So we're going to read a story about the Lord going into a synagogue, which is a name for a church for people in the Jewish religion. And let's listen to what he did on this particular Sabbath day and see what we can learn about how we can honor the Sabbath day from this story. This is from Luke chapter 4. "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and the fame concerning him went out into the whole countryside. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as he was accustomed, he went into the synagogue on the day of the Sabbaths and stood up to read." So did you hear what it said the Lord was accustomed to doing when he was on earth on the Sabbath? What did he do? Did you hear that? Did you hear that, what he would do on the Sabbath day? Yes?
Yes.
He would rest and he would go into the synagogue and he would read. He would read. Now what do you think he would read from in the synagogue on the Sabbath day? Yes?
The Word.
The Word. Well, let's find out what the Lord read on this particular Sabbath day in Luke chapter 4. "And there was given to him the book of the prophet Isaiah." That certainly is part of the Word, isn't it? "And having unrolled the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for the sake of which he has anointed me to bring good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken apart in heart, to preach forgiveness to the captives and to the blind, to receive sight, to send out with forgiveness those who are wounded, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And having closed the book, he gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all the synagogue were gazing at him." So let's think about what was happening here. The Lord came into the synagogue on a Sabbath and stood up and read from the Word. Wouldn't that have been amazing to see the Lord read from the Word? And then it said he unrolled it. Do you know why he unrolled the Word? Because the books of the Old Testament, because this is before the New Testament was written, were all kept in individual scrolls. So every book of the Word was in a scroll, and the Lord was handed the book Isaiah, so he unrolled it and then kept going until he found Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. And that's where he started to read. And do you remember how the people reacted? How did the people react? Were they looking at other things, or were they watching the Lord? Yes? They were watching the Lord. Now here's a picture of what this might have looked like. It might help us picture it. Now you can see the Lord in a synagogue, and if you look closely on this lectern, you might even be able to see the ends of the scroll that the book of Isaiah was written in.
Yes, I see it.
Do you see it? Now where are the people looking?
I'm not sure, because you can't see their faces.
You can't see their faces because they are all looking at the Lord.
And we are looking at
the Lord too. That's right. They're looking at the Lord. Because they're wondering what he's going to say next. So let's put this here and you can continue to look at it as we read about what the Lord was going to say next. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." And all bore him witness and marveled at the words of grace which proceeded out of his mouth. So the Lord said, what I'm reading about bringing good news to the poor and healing the brokenhearted and forgiving and freeing captives and the wounded and giving sight to the blind. When he read that in Isaiah, he said he was going to do all of those things because this prophecy was about him. Now you know the Lord healed many, many people when he was on earth, didn't he? And he taught many wonderful good tidings and good news. And he taught about forgiveness. He taught all of these things that he said he was going to do on this Sabbath day. And when we read the Word and come to church and hear the Lord teach us from the Word, because the Word is him speaking to us, we will learn all of those things that the Lord said he would do on that day in that synagogue on that Sabbath thousands of years ago. It said, one of the things it said he would do is bring good tidings to the poor. Well, that's like learning new truths from the Lord that you didn't know before. That's pretty good news when you learn something from the Lord you didn't know before. Something like that heaven is real and that we'll all go there if we follow the Lord. That's good news. Or healing the brokenhearted is like learning that if we do something wrong and we need help to change our lives, that the Lord will help us every single time we ask. Or he also taught about forgiveness on that Sabbath day. That the Lord will forgive us every single time as long as we ask him for help to change. And giving sight to the blind is like giving new truths so you can see things that you never could have seen before. So when we think about this story from Luke, we can remember that the Lord himself came into the synagogue.
We can't see the Lord, so maybe when we go to heaven, we'll see the Lord.
You can see the Lord in heaven. You're absolutely right. And you can picture him just like this when he was reading from the Word. And then you can remember when you read from the Word and when you come to church and hear the Word read, that it's a way of honoring the Sabbath day, just like all of those people who were watching the Lord read from the Word that day over 2,000 years ago. Amen.